We'll take our Bibles and open up to Psalm 23. Psalm 23. And if you haven't picked up one of these booklets, just look up here a second. They're at the on either exit. You can pick one up, all right? This is the staff devotional that we've been using. And you're welcome to have it, even if you're not on staff. Psalm 23. A very familiar, again, passage. As I mentioned earlier, I picked the shortest psalms for us to look at. And Psalm 23 is one of them. I think many of us know it by heart. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. I remember when my children were young, we didn't do this too often, meaning we didn't often just walk to school, you know. For some reason, even though we're like five blocks from the school, we would sometimes drive them. I don't know. So they don't have they can't tell you a story that they walked a mile to school in the snow and nothing like that, okay? That never happened. But why do I say that? Well, on the times that we would walk to school, I would often tell them, okay, on the way to school, we're going to recite a psalm, or we try to learn a psalm together. And one of the psalms that we learned together was, "The Lord is my shepherd." All right, can we say it together? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And so I think that I'd like to just, you know, briefly or allow for you to tell me, what are the blessings? This is a very familiar psalm to us, right? We know it. We can memorize it. We can say it. But what are the blessings that God gives to his children because he is the good shepherd?
He restores
my soul. Okay, so he restores my soul. I think that's something that God does for us as we come to camp. Now, I know that he can do that anywhere, but I see that people come to camp and they testify that God does something in their souls to restore them. Do we need restoration within? Do we need healing within? He restores my soul. He pours into us what he sees we need. He gives you the blessings, the grace, the help that he sees. Maybe you don't even see. You know, sometimes we don't even see our need. But God sees. Father sees. The good shepherd knows. You know, the picture, maybe to start, and I will continue with this, but the picture is of sheep and a shepherd. Now, who's the shepherd?
Jesus.
Jesus is the good shepherd, right? And who are the sheep? We are, right? Now, I'm not a shepherd, and I don't know too much about this. But I think that, from what I've heard, that the sheep need a shepherd. And if we are called the sheep, and he is the shepherd, well, I can relate to that, because I know that I need a shepherd. If we're honest with ourselves, we need someone to guide us, to protect us, to restore us. And Jesus is that good shepherd. And so what are the other blessings that God gives?
Peace.
Peace? Where do you see the peace? He leads us beside still waters. Right? Now, again, I'm just sharing what maybe I've heard over the years and read. But I understand that the sheep don't like to drink from waters that are flowing and that are turbulent. They'll only drink from a still water. I don't know why that is. But you know what? The shepherd knows that. The shepherd knows exactly what the sheep needs. And he knows that that sheep needs to be led to drink from still waters. Okay, what's another blessing?
Abundance.
All right, well, you got to find it for me in the Psalm. Abundance, where is it?
Verse 1 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing."
There it is. All right,
verse
5,
"You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows." That's abundance.
There he got it. Thank you. See, I challenged him a little bit and he had it. Very good. All right, so there's abundance. Did you get that? I have come, and that's from John 10. Another passage, that's kind of one of the parallel passages of the Good Shepherd in the New Testament. My sheep know my voice, they follow me, right? The voice of the stranger they don't know. The hireling has come but to kill and destroy. But I am come that they might have life, and that more what?
Abundantly.
So there's abundance. There's everything you need. There's no lack. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That word want, you know, that's, we don't really say it that way anymore, but it means I'm not going to lack anything. I'll have every need supplied. And so the good shepherd takes care of every need, and not only just a little bit, but in abundance. My cup runs over. Did you ever have that experience? I mean, we don't normally do that because then you have to clean up whatever runs over, right? But the point is that he just pours it in and pours it in and pours until it overflows. He gives to his sheep just what they need in abundance. In abundance. Another blessing.
When you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you fear no evil.
Wow.
And that's a cemetery right outside of the valley of death. I Googled it. It's a cemetery right outside of
Jerusalem?
The temple.
Okay. And
so if we walk the valley of death, that's living in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We're walking daily through Brooklyn, Queens, Long Island.
Right.
Not Connecticut, it's not fair.
Say it again for us. He walks. Yea, though I walk through the
valley
of
the shadow of the dead,
I am with you, right? My rod and thy staff. Let me just finish the thought. You guys are hitting me with too many things now. Okay. I want to go back to that. Connection with walking through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And beloved, we do have evil around us. And sometimes we see it and sometimes we don't see it. Sometimes it's actual physical things, but then sometimes there's spiritual evil around us. There's a darkness, as our brother said. It's the spirit of this world. It's all around us. But we walk in the presence of God. And that's why I fear no evil. Because thou art with me. You see that? His presence. He is with me. You are with me. That's why I don't have to fear the evil that's around. There is a spirit world. There are evil and dark forces. But we have the Holy Spirit. We have the presence of God. He keeps us in the midst of the evil around us. It's a prayer that we need to pray over our children.
Yeah.
God, keep them from evil. Did Jesus pray that way?
Yes.
Keep us from evil and the evil one. The Lord's Prayer. But there's something that's connected to that. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Now, that, I had to take a pause there. There's a rod and there's a staff. Now, again, you can look this up maybe in different commentaries will have different thoughts about this, but the rod, what is the rod for? The rod is for protection. The rod, the shepherd had that to ward off what, animals or anyone that would come to try to take the sheep or harm the sheep. Remember how David, David was a shepherd boy. He wrote this psalm, right? So he had experience with this. He said, the lion came and the bear came. And what happened? I protected the sheep. And the good shepherd as a rod to protect us from the enemy.
Didn't Moses raise the rod as he parted the sea?
Yeah, the symbol of God's strength, right? His power. But then what about the staff? I think that's the part, you know, sometimes we see the shepherd with the crook on it, like that. You know, it's like it's made for your neck, you know, right? And so you put it, maybe the sheep needs that, needs to get pulled back into the right path. You know, maybe he needs to get a little tap on the side. Hey, don't go off the path, stay over here. I understand that sheep will go astray. And I can understand that too, because all we like sheep have gone what? Astray. We have all turned to our own way. And so we need the staff of the good shepherd to keep us and to pull us back. And he does that in his grace, beloved. Again, in his mercy. If the shepherd just said, hey, you know, you want to wander off, go ahead. You want to fall off a cliff, go ahead. Sometimes we talk like that, right? You want to do your own thing, yeah, you got to do it, yeah, you got to. No, Jesus is not like that. The good shepherd is not like that. He brings that sheep back. Amen. Keeps them in the path. You have to walk this way. This is the way. Walk in it. Yes, John, what do you have?
That leads to the verse before. It's he leads me in the path of righteousness.
Yes.
For his name's sake.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So we as sheep need to be kept in the way. Okay, now someone else said something. What did you say?
Oh, yeah, I said he renews my strength. He guides me along the right paths of bringing honor to his name, which goes to what you were saying.
Right. Okay. All right. Anyone else have something? Did we cover all of them?
Who'd
what? Okay, good. Yes, good, Brother Don.
My wife, when she had come back from the rehab center, and the next day she was so weak that she couldn't even take one step. She just collapsed on the floor. I had to call Frank in the middle of the night. And that whole weekend she couldn't eat anything. And then found out, Mariella came over on Monday and found out that she had COVID. And she must have got it there. So, and then my doctor, I called, and then I got it. So my doctor said, don't worry, but you better tell your wife's doctor. She's got to get back in the hospital. So right before I called the ambulance, I remember, I didn't know what to say, and I just started to quote the 23rd Psalm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she said it with me. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, she went to the hospital. She wasn't allowed any visitors. Mm-hmm. Nobody was at that time because of the COVID. And then she passed away on the Wednesday after that. She went in on Monday. And she had, a massive stroke. They said she had a blood clot. They were trying to take care of her. But looking back, I'm saying, you know, she didn't say that 23rd Psalm to me, and when she got to that, yea, though I walk through the valley, mm-hmm. only she knew how bad she felt, mm-hmm. and I know that that's when she put her hand in the Lord's hand, mm-hmm. and that comforted yes. me, because mm-hmm. I knew that right there, mm-hmm. she didn't have my comfort, I mean, she had my comfort, but she had the mm-hmm. Lord, and she knew the Lord so well, mm-hmm. and that was a real blessing to me, but, mm-hmm. but there was an example of her putting her hand in the shepherd's hand.
Praise
and
God.
Took her the rest of the way.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's so common to our human experience, right? We all face deep and dark valley. And yet the Lord promises to be with us. To hold our hands, as our brother said, and lead us home. something that has always caused me to think was verse 5. It's verse 5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Now, how do you interpret that? You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies.
I believe there's a verse that says it should be built up in front of your foes or something like that. I forgot where it comes from, but it's like God will raise you in front of the ones that broke you down, or the ones that he broke you down in front of. So it's kind of like a protection, love, and kind of like a more so care. I can't really put it into words, but I heard that verse before. So I'll add that one.
I have this thought that, and it kind of goes along with this whole idea that this world's not our home, right? And we're somewhat in enemy territory, so to speak. You know, maybe not here at Pilgrim Camp, we feel like we're on the mountain, right? But when we go back home, we refer to that. You know, it's not like being here where everyone is seeking God and everyone is wanting God, and this is a wonderful atmosphere, wonderful community, right, of faith. But when we go home, sometimes we're the only ones. You might be the only one in your home. And yet God has promised to provide for us right in that spot. And when I sit down for a meal, usually it's not like, wow, I'm wondering where, you know, is someone going to attack me? Is someone? It's a place of somewhat safety. Mm-hmm. You know, like when you sit down at supper table, right? You're not worried that someone's going to come and steal your food or anything. And so I think, to me, it's saying that we are so secure in our God, of His power to keep us in the midst of this world, that we can sit down and have a meal and not worry. And He provides it for us. In the presence of mine enemies, I can still be fed and receive from my God all that I need. Strength, health, encouragement, whatever it is that your soul needs, God will provide it for you in the presence of our enemies, right here and now. You know, we have a wonderful hope before us, beloved. And He seems to end that way, right? But here and now, beloved, God has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. Mm-hmm. And we can come and dine, even in the presence of the enemies about us. Mm-hmm. We're secure. Yes, Gedge.
I think of the word delicacies, and that's what's on the banqueting table. Mm-hmm. And years ago, I had tasted a pastry from Brooklyn. And I asked the Lord that He would have that on the banqueting table. Those are the things that you were talking, you know, the peace, the protection, all of that are the delicacies that we have in Christ. But He prepares that. He knows exactly what we need. He knows the delicacies that we need for that moment. And He continues. It doesn't stop. Continues to increase what's on the table for
Amen.
Us.
Amen. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. You know, I don't know if some of you remember my dad, but he would say, watch out, there's two people chasing you. And then you would say, where is he going with this, right? Well, it's goodness and mercy. They're chasing you. They're going to follow you all the days of your life. What a wonderful promise. And he could say, David could say, surely goodness and mercy will follow me. What a confidence he had. And then I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, we have a foretaste of that, beloved, of dwelling in His holy presence. But one day the veil will be removed. The veil of our humanity will be taken away. And we will see Him face to face, and we will be in His presence forever. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, Lord. Now, one thing I just want to just add at the end here is that these are daily blessings. These ought to be our, it should be our daily experience, that we experience the fact that God is our shepherd. He provides for us daily. He leads us beside still waters daily. He leads us in green pastures daily. It's not just once in a week or once a month. I take you back to moment by moment, right? Yes. These blessings are for us continually. He wants to anoint your head today with oil. He wants your cup to overflow today. He wants to protect your path today. He wants you to know that He's with you today. I will not fear. Why? Because the Lord is with me this moment. You know, and so sometimes we don't realize how simple we need to be. Just, this is not complicated. This is a down-to-earth expression of the care that our God wants to minister to us as His sheep, His children. He is our God. We are the sheep of His pasture. Daily blessings. Lord, I need an anointing today. Lord, I need to sit at that table today and receive out of Your fullness, out of Your abundance, as Cisco said. There's an abundance for us. I go back to that story. I thought it was just a wonderful example of what Brother Gary told us yesterday, how the man didn't realize the blessings that were already his. The ticket was purchased. Everything included, all-inclusive ticket. And he's sitting in his cabin trying to get by himself, not realizing that everything is provided. Jesus paid it all.
Thank you.
And He says, come. Come to Me. And so the Lord is my shepherd. Can you say that?
The Lord is my shepherd.
And you say, the Lord is my shepherd. Lord is my shepherd. So personal. So personal. He's not a shepherd. He is my shepherd. He is my God. He is my Savior. Oh, thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. You know, if you want to take the time and dig a little deeper, well, you can read the parable that Jesus gave, right? And I'm not going to take you there, but you know the parable where Jesus says there's 99 sheep in the fold, but one goes astray. And what does the shepherd do? He goes and finds that lost sheep. And I know that some of us are praying for loved ones in our families that have gone astray. Well, let's be encouraged that the Good Shepherd is seeking that one that's gone astray.
Thank you, Lord.
And He will bring it back on His shoulders, back to the fold. He's interested in that one lost sheep. And so, Lord, we thank You for the encouragement that we find in Your word. We thank You, Lord Jesus, that daily you load us, You pour out Your blessings upon us. We thank You, Lord, that You've promised to be with us in every situation of life, in those seemingly dark places, in the valley of the shadow of death. You are with us. Your rod, Your staff, they comfort us, they strengthen us, they give us hope. And Lord, You provide for every need. We will not lack. Because Father sees, Father knows, even before you ask. Lord, we remember loved ones today that we are praying for. And Lord, we believe that You are seeking them, even this moment. Lord, the Holy Spirit is endeavoring to speak to their hearts. And Lord, we want to continue to believe and to pray that You will bring them back to the fold. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And so help us, Lord, simply to follow you, to hear your voice, and to follow you. We thank you that you know us each by name. You know us each by name. You call each one of your sheep by name. And we're yours. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you take your camp books, we'll sing together. The Lord is my shepherd. And we'll do it a cappella. If someone finds that number for me, it's in the camp book.
Oh, Audrey's here? When did she?
You can do it a cappella if you
want. No. For some reason, I thought you were with the children.
You were so quiet in the corner there, Audrey. 94. We'll stand as we sing and we'll close with this song. 94 in the white book.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Honey, would you pray with us, please?
Lord, we thank you again for this morning, for the blessings of this morning, for your word that was spoken into our hearts. We just ask this day, Lord, that you would abide with us.
Yes.
This day, Lord.
Yes.
We pray these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I do have one announcement. I was told that the beach is closed today because of the weather. It's too cold. So I don't know how many of you wanted to swim this morning. But the beach is closed. It needs to be above 70, the air temperature. So let's pray for the boys that the weather will get a little bit above 70 so that they go swimming. All right, let's believe God will give them a good time in spite of the weather. God bless you. Have a great day.